From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. We're so glad to say that a man who is an acquaintance of mine is with us. Slade Schreck is a candidate for Northumberland County Commissioner. He is a Republican. I served on him with one of the River Festival committees, but he's currently on school board.
Correct.
What else is on your resume, sir? Do you really volunteer for quite a few things?
I'm on the school board. I'm on the SRI board, the Albright Council, Spreading Antlers Children's Foundation.
And you're solely responsible for the bonfire at Chickalamy each year?
Yeah, the bonfire and the donkey basketball game. I do that every year for the students. I try to do whatever I can to help whoever.
Explain this tremendous interest you have in making sure that young people get some good role models around them and see some real doers interacting with
them. Yeah, to me, it's like memories. I know when I was young in high school, especially for the bonfire and the donkey basketball, I remember the bonfire when I was in high school, a senior. And it's just a memory that I've always had. And, like I've been doing this 15, 17 years or something. And it's funny because I still see students that like to help with the bonfire or play donkey basketball, and they're still wearing a T-shirt. And I think that's pretty neat that they still have the shirt after all these years. That it still fits them. So, the students, they're our future. And any way you can help them, be better people. And about working with bonfire and donkey basketball, it's about working together.
Right. Well, I know you worked when we River Festival had the derby in the water, the cardboard boat regatta. All you had to do was get some young people to row on your behalf.
Well, we didn't row too far. We sort of sunk quickly.
The students responded in a hurry to help
again. Yes. And
that's
and
the bottom line.
They decided they wanted to build a freight liner instead of a little dinghy, we had a lot of fun doing it, and they enjoyed it, and it's a memory. I saw one of the students that helped me the other day, and she reminded me of that, so it was funny.
Right, so that was good. And WKOK won, as long as we're reminiscing.
Yes, and that's when I was part of the daily item, and we lost.
Okay. So tell me about running for commissioner. Why county office is your next hope here?
Well, I get tired of, especially the younger people say they can't wait to get out of here. They want to graduate and move on, go to college. They just want to come back to visit their parents, and friends. But they don't want to come back here and try to find a job. And I think that's, that we have to really start, focusing on bringing the younger people back, getting jobs here for the younger people to come back and get good communication going throughout the county and work with all your municipalities, whether it's the city, townships, boroughs, anybody you can talk to, whether it's the mayor, council people, township supervisors, to make the county a better place.
Right, and how can the county do that? I know you've talked about, I've monitored your materials, budget restraint and getting along are two things that popped into mind.
Yeah, you have to get along with your other county commissioners. You have to, you might not always agree, and you're not supposed to always agree, but you have to get along, and you have to do what's best for the county and the citizens of the county. If you're going to continually to fight and argue, and it just doesn't do any good for anybody.
All right, Northumberland County needs a reassessment. What's your view on that idea?
That's a very, very expensive proposal that needs to be done. I don't know where the money would come to do something like that. That's a huge undertaking. But it's something that has to be looked at.
Please, go ahead.
You're talking well over $1 million probably to reassess the whole county. You got 91,000 people in Northumberland County. So there's a lot of homes, a lot of blighted homes. So there's where we could maybe, get the state reps involved, Senator Gordner, and hopefully you know, maybe come up with some grant money or something to get something done.
Economic development in Northumberland County, how could you help that? What's your mindset in that area?
Well, we have a lot of good things in the county, like the AOAA, the marina, you know, up here in Blue Hill. You know, we have a lot of good things for people to come and take, you know, enjoy. But, you know, on the other hand, we also need to bring a lot of jobs are leaving. A lot of companies are closing. And we have that big property over here in Sunbury, the one that everybody talks about all the time, and that's the Celtex property. That has to be addressed. You know, the prison is up and running. You know, that's a whole other issue. But, you know, now let's put some focus on that property there, try to move forward with that. Get out there, knock it on doors, see who's available, what we can do there. Talk to people and find out what we could put in there.
Any changes necessary at the county prison that you'd like to oversee?
Well, I think guards are important. I was at the last county meeting, a woman there, but talking about her son. You know, he's working double shifts all the time. And, you know, he's a young kid. He's 18 years old, and he's working double shifts, like, almost every day. So, to me, you know, you got to look at the guards. You got to get with the prison board and discuss and see, you know, they're paid over $200,000 in overtime since, like, October, November. That's a lot of money. Now, I know, you know, there's jobs everywhere now. So, you know, what would it take to get guards in there? That's a job. That's not like going to McDonald's and working at McDonald's. There, your life could be in danger there. So, I mean, it has to pay a little bit more because of the job it is.
You know that commissioner's salaries are low again. It's almost a full-time job, but the salaries, I think it's like 30-something.
Yeah. I really didn't, I was talking to Sam Chicatano on Saturday about that, and he brought it up. You know, he says, I don't do it for the money, and I said, I didn't even really think about the money. I'm just thinking about what I can do good for people. But, yeah, he said the pay is in the 30s. I forget exactly. I think he said $38,000. You know, but I plan on being a full-time commissioner, and the pay is the pay. You can't do a whole lot about it.
Are you well? Is that even a fair question?
I am very well. I had my bout with the big C word, the cancer. I'm perfectly fine, as you can tell. I mean, I gained a lot of weight back. I like my sweets again, so I'm doing fine.
Good for you. Okay, and I hope that's not an unfair question, but
no.
You've been a public person for decades, and so we talked about a lot of people were pulling for you and praying for you and that sort of thing.
That was great, and you know, and being on a school board, I got to know a lot of the students, and when I had that bout with that. I'll tell you what, I've never seen so many students step up and come see me and send me cards.
Well, there was a fundraiser for you.
Yeah, there was fundraisers, and then like the football team signed a football, and it was just a great outpouring. It just shows, you know, these students in this area and these kids in this area, you know, they have a good heart, and, you know, you just respect the kids, they respect you.
Other issues in Northumberland County? I know we're still talking about the 911 towers, making sure they're constructed in a positive way. You're monitoring that?
Yeah, I've been talking to a lot of people involved that know about 911, and I'm not an aficionado on it at all. But, you know, the repeaters, towers, you know, the radios. The radios are a big part of that, and I think that's where some of the issue is. So, I mean, I think we... you know, we need to look at that and move forward. I mean, they spent $12 million on it so far, and they're still having issues. So I think we need to maybe put a set of different eyes and ears on it.
All right, we're just about out of time, but one of your good persons on Facebook posted a picture of you, Shrek, as the animated character from the...
That's been an interesting thing. Real quickly, when I was getting ready to do my signs... you know, everybody like calls me Shrekky, and they call my son Little Shrekky. So we were together one day, and he says, somebody said Little Shrekky. He says, yeah, I'm the little green ogre. And I was like, ding, 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 my sign. Mm-hmm. And that's where the ears came from and the animated Shrek. And it's been drawing a lot of attention, and I think it's great.
All right. Well, yeah, and no copyright dilemma. No one said anything.
I didn't use
yet.
The face. All I have is a couple of ears.
Ears. Okay. That's it. Well, good for you. Okay. Well, you're smart. You're smart enough to know that sort of thing. And you're on Facebook if folks want to follow Slade Shrek
for
commissioner.
Yep. I have a Facebook page. It's Yeah, it's Slade Schreck for Northumberland County Commissioner.
All right, fabulous. Thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you.
Slade Schreck. AccuWeather says overcast and chilly today with rain and drizzle at times. The high 48 degrees. It is 42 now. This is WDKO, Sunbury.